fills Radharani's consciousness, for she thinks it to be the sound of my flute, and she embraces the tamal tree, mistaking it for me.
They are also telling that, oh, when I play on flute, all are attracted. Even rivers, even deer,
clouds,
everyone is attracted. But when I hear the sound of, so sweet sound of Radhika, then I also forget to
play
on flute. So Radhika's words are so sweet, her songs and dance are so sweet, that even I forget to play on
flute.
There are so many examples in the Goswami Granth like this. So, what is that? He is telling that something in me that seeing this Srimati Radhika become so much ecstatic, joyful, that she becomes mad, totally mad and mad. More brahme tamalare kare alingan. I never become like such, that I embrace kadamba tree. But Srimati Radhika,
some semblance,
what? That tree is somewhat like black. Green, but not actually green. Some like that. Blackish. And also some
crooked
like Krishna. So some resemblance like this. And Srimati Radhika becomes mad and he embraces that. But one thing you can mark, Uddhava is like Krishna. So beautiful like Krishna. Same age. Krishna has given his own
Pitambar,
garments, everything.
All dress and garland.
His beauty is also like Krishna, blackish.
Same complexion.
Gopis are seeing
Uddhav,
but they don't embrace. But they can embrace tamal tree. So who is doing this? Prem is such a thing. Then they always save gopis. They may be so much mad, but Uddhav they cannot embrace. But trees they can. Even they can embrace their
black bread
also. They can chastise black clouds. Oh, thinking that he is Krishna. Then, Krishna alinga painu janama saphal ei sukhe magna rahe briksha karikole.
Srimati Radhika thinks, I have gotten the embrace of Sri Krishna. Oh, now my life is fulfilled. Thus she remains immersed in pleasing Krishna, taking the tree in her arms.
Anukulo bate jadi paye mura gandha, udiya padite chahe, preme hai andha. 253. Have you done?
When a favorable breeze carries to her the fragrance of my body, she is blinded by love and tries to fly into that breeze.
Tambul charbit jabe kare aswadan, ananda samudra dube kichui na jane.
When she tastes the betel chewed by me, she merges in an ocean of joy and forgets everything else.
So what are the reasons? Krishna has no mahabhav, no madanak. But Jashoda, Srimati Radhika has that. That Srimati Radhika can enjoy all these things and Krishna cannot enjoy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to be like Radhika. So he is telling again, Amar Sangame Radha Pai Je Ananda Satamukhe Boli Tabu Na Pai Tar Anta.
Even with hundreds of mouths, I could not express the transcendental pleasure she derives from my association.
Lila Ante Sukhe Ihar Angir Madhuri Tahan Dekh Sukhe Ami Apana Pasari.
Seeing the luster of her complexion after our pastimes together, I forget my own identity in happiness.
Dohar je sab samaras Bharat Muni jane, amar braje ras sehu nahi jane.
The sage Bharat has said that the mellows of the lover and the beloved are equal, but he does not know the mellows of my Vrindavan.
He has no idea of transcendental braja lava. That he has told, that in Krishna and beloved, beloved and beloved, oh, some equal love, but he does not know anything about this. Oh, anner sangame ami jato pai jato sukh pai tahaita radha sange sata adhikai.
The happiness I feel when meeting Radharani is 100 times greater than the happiness I get from meeting others.
So, in conclusion, Krishna is doing conclusion, 261. Tate jani more ache, mote ache kono ek ras, amar mohini radha tare kare vas.
Considering this, I can understand that some unknown mellow in me controls the entire existence of my captivator, Srimati Radharani.
Prabodhananda Saraswati has compiled a slogan about this. Bansi karan nipatita skhalitam sikhandam bhrashtan chapi tabasanam brajaraj suno jasya kataksha sargat vimurchitasya tang radhika paracharam ikadarasena. What is the meaning? That when Krishna was going in cowherd with lakhs cows and lakhs cowherd boys, Baldev was somewhat
advanced
because he knew all things. And at that time, Krishna was some behind, taking his flute in his lips. Srimati Radhika was standing with so many gopis in a kunj behind. When Krishna saw her, at once his flute came down from his hand. And his peacock feather, and he was at once out of sense and he began to fall down. At that time, Madhumangal was there. He knocked down Krishna. Oh, father is here, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya and all are here. So be careful. So he knocked like Krishna. So here Krishna is himself admitting that I have so much happiness to see Srimati Radhika, but Radhika's happiness is lakhs and lakhs time more than me. So there is something in me that Radhika becomes a mad. What is that? What is that? I don't know, I want to know that what is in me, but I cannot know. Because the thing by which one can know is not in me. And what is that? Mahabhava. So I have to borrow from Radhika this mode, then I can know that what is in me, what is like four Madhuri. What? Venu Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Prema Madhuri, and Lila Madhuri. Amahaite Radha Paye Je Jatiya Sukh, Taha Swadite Ami Sadai Unmukh.
I am always eager to taste the joy that Radharani derives from me.
Krishna wants that I should be mad for that. To sing my rupa face, I should be mad. But I cannot be mad. Why? Because Krishna love and affection is divided in so many fractions. And gopis love and affection is undivided in four. Krishna ka kya hai? Bahunishta. And gopis love is ekanishta. What is ekanishta?
Single pointed.
Like you can understand that when Krishna is in Dwarka, when Rukmini was married to Krishna, his love and affection was one-pointed and full. But when she was married and came in the Krishna house, and he had one child, Pradyumna. Then his love was
divided.
Rukmini's love was divided into three. One for Krishna, one for Pradyumna, and one for householding things. Again one son, 10 sons, then divided into
11.
And one daughter, then
13.
And Krishna has so many wives and so many children, about from
1,60,000.
His love and affection was divided into so many things. So he cannot be happy like gopis. Never he cannot be. Sei sukh madhurya nana jatna kari ami nari aswadite sei sukh madhurya ghane lobh badhe chitte ras aswadite ami kailo avatar prem ras aswadibo vividha prakar.
I'm always eager to taste the joy that Radharani derives from me. In spite of various efforts, I have not been able to taste it, but my desire to relish that pleasure increases as I smell its sweetness. I have appeared in the world to taste mellows. I shall taste the mellows of pure love in various ways.
Tahasi khaiva lila acharana dwara 18 trishna mor rahila puran vijatiya bhave nahe taha aswadan.
I shall teach devotional service which springs from ragabhag, from the spontaneous love of the devotees, by demonstrating it myself with my pastime. But these three desires have not been satisfied, for one cannot enjoy them in a contrary position.
Radhikar bhav kanti angikar bina eten sukh kabhu nahe aswadan.
Unless I accept the luster of the ecstatic love of Sri Radhika, these three desires cannot be fulfilled.
Radhikar bhav angikar dharitar varna tin sukh aswadite hava avatirna.
Therefore, assuming Radharani's sentiments and bodily complexion, I shall descend to fulfill these three desires.
That is why Krishna has appeared having borrowed the golden beauty of Srimati Radhika and intrinsic form of Mahabhava. he borrowed from Radhika. And he came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? To test his three desires, especially. And secondly, by Nam Sankirtan, he will give the path of spontaneous devotion. Radhama, which has not given for long, since long time. This was his mode of Sri Krishna. That is why he came. At that time, there was time of Yugavatar. And at that time, what was Yugadharma? To preach name Sankirtan. So he accepted name Sankirtan, but in a special way. And what was that a special way? With love and affection, which cannot be given by even by Advaita Acharya or any Ramachandra, not by anyone. Then, Nam, Prem, Mala, Gathi, Paralo, Sabare. What is the meaning? Nam, Prem. This is like a thread. And Nam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. These are like pearls, jewels and pearls. But given in the string of love and affection. And then he went in Vrindavan, went in south, everywhere, and he preached this thing, Rag Marga, to all through Nam Sankirtan. Thus everything was done. But Chaitanya Krishna is thinking, but when I should go, descend, this was not certain. In the meantime, Advaita Acharya descended. He came to establish Yugadharma, Nam Sankirtan. But he found himself that I am not qualified to give name, prem, both. Then he thought that I should please my Prabhu. How I can please him? He read a slok from any Shastra that even some lifts up Tulasi with Ganges water, if I can offer to him and I will call, he must come. And that is why he took some lifts of Tulasi, and then he used to give it Ganges water to Krishna and calling Krishna. Come on, Krishna, come on, Krishna. And that is why at that time he descended in the first sandhya of Kali. First sandhya means? Of the beginning of this Kali. It may be that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come later on, but only by the prayer of Advaita Acharya, he descended at that time, and he played in a role of Srimati Radhika that quickly over whole world he gave this rag marga bhakti. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not descended, and his associate like Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda has not come. Oh, it was sure that Kalki Bhagwan should have come and cut it all, and then Saptayuga has come. But in this Kali Yuga, it will not come. Today, Gaur Pramana.
Hari Krishna.
It appears by these statements that Mahaprabhu came to taste these three different tastes. This means in his Aprakat Dham, which is called Abhinna Vrindavan, he is not tasting these rasas.
No.
He descended here only to taste.
In Braj, everything is there. In Goloka Vrindavan.
No, he is asking in Mahaprabhu Dham, is tasting or listening or not?
They are testing there, but a long time it has been not given to this world. This is the thing. This is their one moment is here equal to lakhs and lakhs Kali Yuga and Satya Yuga and all these things. So there everything is there. But what will be of these worlds? How this jiva will know all these things and practice and again they will go to Goloka Vrindavan.
So main cause is to give it or to taste it. If we say taste it, this means that he is not tasting here, he is coming here to taste it.
For here, it will be told like this. There is something malice of
language.
Yes. Really, it can be told that he has come to sprinkle the mercy to give the jiva the raganuga mark. Because he is so karun,
merciful.
But he is also Rasik Shekhar. He will come here in this Vrindavan, Prakat Vrindavan, and enjoy everything. Gaur Praman.
First of all, I really commend you for holding a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita and discussing these topics among devotees because they're very nectarian and they truly nourish the soul. And I thank you so much for holding this class.
Gaur Praman. I'll also explain tomorrow about these things. I have not explained all this. Something is behind in this, but I want to give this thing. What is our real object that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us? We should know, and then we should fix our way how we can receive this. If you are ignorant of this thing, whole life, always not hearing all these things, how anyone can know all these things? Only this is process. But this in process, only very rare person will come. They may hear, but a greed will come to very rare person. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, descended to give this thing. So why we should be
denying it, not disclosing it.
So we should hear, because we are one of the rare devotees in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes, Maharaj. Now, on this very issue, there is tremendous interest right now in the Western world about the feminine side of God. About the goddess, the feminine side of God. And unfortunately, as you have said, Vaishnavas have this reluctance to share about Radharani, which I find silly, to tell you the truth. Because we say we must protect Radharani, but Radharani is protecting us.
We are going to protect.
You
are going to protect, you will hear.
But so my question is that devotees ought to share about Radharani. There's a tremendous interest today about the feminine side of God. However, there was one major obstacle to people accepting Vaishnavism about Radharani. And that is that these same scriptures that so eloquently explain the feminine side of God better than any scripture in the world, these very same scriptures also say that women are less intelligent. And,
but,
and this statement
you should know,
closes the mind of people to hear about Vaishnavism.
That is why I told the definition of Uttama Bhakti, where there is no worldly desire at all, no conception of strilling and pulling, male and female at all. For them this is. It is not for all persons. So first we will have to give up all these things, but we should know something about. But when we will give up all kinds of
dualities, male, female,
everything, and their lust and everything, only all the activities will be for to please only to Krishna. Then, so we should come in this platform, and we should try to know everything on being on that platform where there is no worldly desire at all. Even there is no wish of salvation or mukti even. Even they have passed away to serve Narayan and Dwarkadhish even, Ram even. So high class of platform is there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this rare thing. But if you are not discussing something, then it will be
vanished from the whole world.
So it is not far off. But I know one thing, that we should consider that there is a iron and
magnet
cannot
attract
wood, whether is pure or anything. See, it cannot attract gold,
silver,
diamond, water or anything else. Only pure
iron
he can attract. So, in bhakti cult also like this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world. He likes that
magnet.
So those who are in idea to serve like Narayan, those for so many worldly desires like Dhruv and others, they will go to Ramanuj, they will go to Madhvacharya, they will go to smart Brahmins, they will go to other places, they will come to Christianity, they will go to Buddha. They cannot come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are lucky anyhow, we are so much fortunate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has attested. So we have some special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By constitution, we have something of that love. Otherwise, we have not attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his life. I know that in this world, whole world, how is the population?
5 billion.
6 billion. And where, how many here we? How many we? Here?
162.
And in 162, only very few are who will understand this. I think very rare. So this is very rare. So we are, anyhow, we are so fortunate. We will have a chance to be in this high class of love and all these things. We are so much fortunate that we have come in the line of Rupa Goswami. We are attracted something. So we are more fortunate than others. Gaur Praman. Because Prabhupada has, he has dragged me. No, Manjari, you should do a kirtan. Any pad you can do, you can take. You should come here, near us. This cannot go.